Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, February 25th, 2024, and this is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. Let's talk. Let's start off with this. As is standard operating procedure, the United States and its coalition partners have now vastly increased their attacks on Middle East targets. Now, don't take my word for this. Look it up for yourself. This is being portrayed as the largest attacks in weeks. Okay, what is this really meant to do? Let's see how the bond market reacts to this. If these attacks are large enough and enough damage is being caused, what would you expect to happen? Well, what we talk about all the time. More cash is going to make its way into the perceived safety of debt. Bond yields will fall. That's what this is all about. You understand? And we're going to talk a lot more about this because I want to cover this with you. The system is hyper. You look in your inbox. If you subscribe to my free newsletter, link down below. This is there right now. And I want to cover this and I want to add to it a little bit as we go along. Anyway. So that's the situation again. It's standard procedure. Generally, after the market closes or weekends, these kinds of things happen. Again, it's so it doesn't affect the market. The market can digest it. So anyway, that's the story. So this is not going to stop. Again, I have explained to you. We've covered right here. This is going to be an ongoing war. This is just the beginning of it. And it's so multifaceted that you probably, if you're new here, you may not know what's actually going on, but we'll get you up to speed. Anyway, let me ask you a question. How many of you believe, I want to hear from you, so focus for a moment here. How many of you believe that the current situation globally is just by chance? In other words, a comedy of errors got us to be where we are today, with a middle class that's being systematically wiped out, global inflation surging at its fastest pace ever, expanding war. Really, is this in your opinion, just by chance, one person's fault, like the creature sitting behind the Resolute desk? It's a comedy of errors, like I said, that brought us here? Or do you believe, like I know, this is all deliberate? Everything we're seeing is a mechanism to bring the world and the people in it to a whole new system. Well, I think we're pretty much on the same page. Now, let's cover this here. And people, I write these things up for all of you. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. Again, virtually once a week, I put out a paper like this. And in my opinion, this stuff is gold. It's important. And this is no exception. So let's cover this right now. And this is going to put a perspective on things for you. Some of this might be review, but I think for the most part here, I think this is important and we need to get it out. So the system is hyperinflating by yours truly. So Lions and friends, please feel free to share this article. The world economy is not just grinding to a halt. It's essentially dead. You and I know that already. With that, global debt is surging higher at its fastest pace on record. Just by chance, this is happening yet again? Is it any surprise to you, and I know it's not, that considering the current global economic freefall, we are seeing war develop rapidly? Just like I told you is going on this weekend. It's not going to stop. Funding for wars and new wars are going to start to break out. Now, I go on to explain a strange paradox. Let's talk about this strange paradox, people. Here we go. With what appears as a world hyper-saturated with debt, well, there's simply not enough debt to allow the system to function. Yes, you read that correctly, or in this case, you heard that correctly. There is not enough debt. The central bank-run debt-based system operates by design in a perpetual deficit. Now, why? How is it that the system must operate in a perpetual deficit? Well, therefore, this perpetual deficit assures that there will be an uninterrupted increasing demand for more debt. Who issues this debt? Well, central banks do. Debt is the single product of a central bank, and the more debt a central bank is called on to issue or is allowed to issue, the stronger they become, not weaker. If you remember during the Trump administration, people were saying, well, what is President Trump doing? Why is he spending all this cash on this, that, and the other thing? Well, it was to empower the Federal Reserve. You see, he can't tell you that, but that's a fact. Again, as I have discussed, people, no three presidents, including this one, in the history of the United States have done more to bring the Federal Reserve to the pinnacle of power, these last three. Expanding war, pay attention to this, is a symptom of system illiquidity. That's what we're seeing, even over this weekend. As you all know, no endeavor on earth generates a greater need for more borrowed dollars or inflating debt than war. Understanding that the central bank-controlled debt-based system operates in a continuous state of deficit, which we just spoke to, therefore creating a perpetual demand for more central bank-issued debt, war is expanding. And other things, you're going to see government spending on anything they can dream about, think about, or create out of nothing to, again, force the system to inflate the debt, pull more debt into the now. The fact is, listen to this part, please. The fact is that right now, today, despite record high global debt, the entire system is on the cusp of locking up due to a liquidity crisis / debt crisis. There's not enough debt that it can never be filled. It's a black hole. It's a void. And it's an incredible thing. New and more nightmarish situations must continuously be invented to allow more to be created exponentially. You know what I'm about to tell you. Debt must continually rise just to maintain the current environment. Ever more and increasing debt must be created, added to the system simply to allow it to function at its current level. It cannot remain static. As central banks continue to inflate / create ever increasing amounts of debt, inflation rises. Now, this is a phenomenon we've covered before, but I want you to think about this. Ponder this, is what I say here. When a central bank creates currency out of nothing, either prints it or adds it to a digital screen, how does that newly created cash attain its purchasing power? Is it automatically worth its face value with regard to purchasing power? When a central bank creates this currency, again, the newly created bills are not just magically worth something. Every single central bank issued or created bill or note or digital creation here, in order to attain purchasing power, must steal a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of purchasing power from every other existing bill to gain its own purchasing power. It's theft. It's theft on an unimaginable scale. You see, years ago, people would get angry about government spending like we're seeing now on whatever they want to throw at us here. But today, people don't understand the mechanism of cash, how it works. It's theft from you and me right out of our pockets. Anyway, therefore, the more cash a central bank creates, the more purchasing power of the overall currency is lost. Does that make sense to you? I hope it does. Now, I'm almost done here. With a debt-based system, inflation is perpetual. It can't stop. Have you ever wondered why, say, in the case of the Federal Reserve, they have a 2% target on inflation? It's because the system must continuously and relentlessly inflate. No one can tell you that. No one's going to tell you that. No one running for president's going to tell you that. No one currently sitting behind the Resolute desk is going to tell you that. No freaking representative is going to tell you that. Nobody. Nobody's going to tell you how it works. Okay, you have to figure it out for yourself. Anyway, understanding that debt is perpetual and central banks must continually inflate, well, we also know that's their Achilles heel. So I go on to say, it is because the system must continuously and relentlessly inflate, well, that is the Achilles heel of a central bank. You want to end central banking? I've already told you how to do it. All that needs to be done, my beautiful friends, is prevent a central bank, just one, let's say the Federal Reserve, from issuing a single dollar of more debt. If we could prevent the Federal Reserve from issuing one single dollar of more debt, the entire central banking system ends, and we get our power back. Understand, we're slaves, you and me. We are slaves to their system, but you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think it's the president. They want you to be dumbed down to such a degree that they have to convince you that a single person sitting behind the Resolute desk is going to make all the difference in the world. You see, that's the definition of idiocy, in my view. It doesn't matter. Okay, central banks are in full control. If you have been convinced that a single person, whoever it may be, that they put behind the Resolute desk is going to automatically change everything, your life is going to become a beautiful thing, well then again, you've become part of the dumbed down. And I congratulate you on that. Break out of it, people. You have to understand what's happening to you and why. If papers like this don't explain the system to you, then you're completely lost perpetually. I don't know what to tell you. So, again, this is in your inbox. Print it out. Read it. Share it. Get it out there. You're not going to find this information out from anywhere else. That's the truth. All right, anyway, so as we started off with, so war is expanding. If this is enough, okay, you will see a drop in the 10-year yield tomorrow. A little bit. Let's see what the dollar does here. Again, generally you get that knee jerk into the dollar, the perceived safety of debt, cash makes its way into the debt market. That's what the Fed's trying to do. That's why war is expanding. That's why, again, it's going to cost more to fund all this. Okay, it's to empower the Federal Reserve, to empower the entire central banking system to allow them to issue more debt. You understand? That's what this is all about. It's not only is it theft on an unimaginable scale, it's a quest for power over every single one of us. You understand? And no single person is going to fix this. I don't care how dumbed down you've become. Snap out of it. You need a nice crack across the face, maybe. And I hope that you wake up. I really, really do. The only way we can end this and actually take the system back is to end central banking. Without that, we're done. All right. Love you a lot, people. I hope you got something out of this video blog. I am on my way right now out to Bradenton Motorsports Park to do some drag racing. I will post some live videos. Well, some videos later on my Instagram. I hope you do follow my Instagram. Link in the description of this video. So with that said, people, look, we got this. We got this. If you understand this stuff, you are light years ahead of the curve. All right, and you're going to remain that way. If you don't get this and you think there's something else going on besides this, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to lose, and you're going to lose big. All right, I'll see you tomorrow morning. I got your back. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Love you a lot.